This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. A lot of debate today. Sirianni, Jalen, bigger concern moving forward for the Eagles. They are 2-1, though, which is the good thing. And a big-time defensive performance to show for it on Sunday against Saints. Let's talk about that and the decision-making of the head coach with our next guest, Kyle. Seth Joyner set to join us.
Yeah, and Seth's sponsored by Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook, pre- and post-game with Seth Joyner at Parks Casino for every Birds game all season. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seth, how you doing today?
Seth!
What's happening, fellas?
Well, you know, just a lot of, you know, nonsense and craziness at WIP, as always. Seth, let's start with the good from Sunday. The defense, they answered the bell, Seth, for the first time this season. What was different after you watched it, the way they played specifically up front this week?
Well, I think that, I think Hugh will tell you from experience that, you know, pride can be, you know, a motivating factor. And it can also show that the lack of motivation. I think that Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter had enough of us talking crap about them all last week and set out to prove, you know, what they have. And now that we know what they possess, it's up to them to show up and produce it every single week, because this defense will only flourish to the point that they dominate. Because we don't have outside pass rush, so they're going to have to dominate on the inside, and they're going to have to take away the run. And if we can do that, if they play like that, that allows the linebackers to get downhill, allows the safety to fill gaps. You're not running sideways. And then it also helps the pass rush because, you know, even though you don't have premier pass rushers, you know, you put the offense in a more predictable, you know, position, which then allows the defense coordinator to be a little more creative.
When you talk about those outside pass rushes, Seth, what are you seeing from the guys on the corners, in particular Bryce Huff? What have you seen from him so far?
You know, I just put a post up a little while ago because I was thinking about it. You know, you remember back in training camp when Vic said, you know, well, you know, he's coming along, he's learning how to play the position?
Mm-hmm.
That just clicked in my mind like an hour ago I was thinking about it. And I'm like, how do you pay $53 million to a project? And then when you think about it from the standpoint of the Jets, okay, the reason why, and I saw a tweet where this somebody said that he's playing less this year than he did last year for the Jets. What I started to think about, I'm like, well, the reason why he wasn't playing for the Jets is because he's incomplete. You can put a guy in that's a pass rush specialist on obvious passing downs and let him go. But if he got to get in there, he got to rerun a pass on first and second down, you know, a third and short situations, he's a liability.
Mm.
Well, the Jets just pushed him on down the 95 and sent him to us. And he's still incomplete because in reality, and we, now don't get me wrong, we saw him set the edge a couple of times. But as far as being able to play on a consistent basis, he's too incomplete of a player. Mm. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. Vic was saying all training camp, what he's learning, you know, he's learning how to play the position. You know, he's got to figure out some things. And I'm like, damn. I wish somebody would have paid me $53 million to learn.
to learn, like learn on-the-job training? Yeah, definitely.
Well, you're not the only one. I'm sure everyone would love that setup. Unfortunately, we got to deal with it, and so does Vic Fangio. Seth Joyner joining us here. Seth, through three games, Eagles are 2-1, but there's some questions about both the head coach and a lot of those with the decisions he's made and the quarterback, considering he has 6 turnovers so far. Seth, when you look at it, bigger concern rest of the season, is it Jalen's play, specifically the turnovers, or is it the decision-making and the in-game stuff with the head coach, Nick Sirianni?
Yeah, Joe, I just seen the WIP tweet. I don't believe that. I don't believe that Jalen's the problem. I believe that Nick 100% is the problem. You think about it. It hasn't been pretty, but Jalen has given his football team the opportunity to be 3-0 if you really stop and think about it. And all the turnovers and everything that went wrong, he kept battling and he put this team in position to be 3-0. It's Nick Sirianni's decision-making that cost the Eagles, you know, the Falcons game. And almost cost them the Saints game. So I'm more worried about him interjecting into the offense and trying to prove his worth as a head coach because he doesn't have the play calling, you know, duties, and he doesn't have any say as to what goes on the defensive side of the ball. So he's trying to prove to Jeffrey and Howie, you know, hey, there's some validity here. He's trying to put his imprint on things. And he needs to just step back and let Kellen Moore do what it is that he's been brought here to do and take the pressure, leave Jalen alone. So I'm not worried about Jalen.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Even the turnovers, yeah, they're an issue, but I've been around football long enough to know that, you know, things come in droves. You know, he will tell you about pass rushing. You know, sacks come in bunches. You'll go through dry spells and all kinds of things where you don't get sacks, you don't get tackles, you're not productive. And all of a sudden, the floodgates open and boom, everything starts to, you know, go your way. So I know it's been a long sample size because you go back 7 games last year and through the first 3 this year, you know, he's just turning the ball over at a clip at about two turnovers per game. But I believe at some point in time, the tide's going to turn and it's going to go in the other direction for Jalen. I can't say that for Nick. Because Nick is caught between a rock and a hard place where, you know, he's been rendered powerless. The only decisions that he can make is, you know, do we go for it? Do we kick the field goal? Do we punt? So now, you know, if you're the head coach and you don't have any power, how do you interject yourself into the game? You do that by making the nonsensical decisions that he's made over the last 2 weeks. Second series last week, you've got to take the 3 points, okay? You got an opportunity before the end of the half this past week. You've got to tie the game up. You come out after halftime, you go 10 plays, 37 yards. You're in position for the field goal to tie the game. You decide to go for it. Jalen gets sacked on 4th-and-3. Then you try Jake Elliott out there to kick a 60-yarder when you should have taken the other 2 chip shots and been up. Now, think about the psychology of what's going on with your players when they see we went 15 plays, 78 yards. We went 10 plays, 37 yards, and we got absolutely nothing. There's a psychological side to this game that Nick Sirianni is detrimentally hurting this football team with. And he's got to step out of the way and let these players play and let these coordinators do what they're supposed to do and reap the benefits of it all.
Seth, if this continues with Sirianni, let's say we play it out this Sunday, similar kind of thing, and they leave points out there or he screws something up, do you think the players are going to start questioning him or losing faith that he knows what he's doing? Do you think that is on the table here if this continues to happen? Will they lose faith in him?
Well, listen, Joe, the players are front row and center. players know who the players are, and players know when coaches are good coaches and when coaches aren't, okay? So now, I don't believe there's going to be a mutiny, you know, but I do think that at some point in time, you know, Jalen's going to have that conversation with Nick if it continues. Because, I mean, you don't understand that the confidence level, and everybody talks about, well, you know, these coaches, this is what they said, which is a bunch of BS. Well, you know what? You know, I just wanted to express confidence in my players. That's why we went for it on 4th-and-2 there. No. You express confidence in them when they made the 53-damn-man roster, not by you going for it on 4th-and-2 and not getting any points out of it. That's a bunch of BS, you know? So you don't do it that way. You express confidence in them by taking the 3 points and having the offense feel good about themselves that they got something out of the long drive, and count on your defense is playing out of their minds that they're going to get the ball back to you in good field position, and that you're going to go down and score the next possession. That's expressing confidence in your football team. So I don't know. I don't know who the voice of reason is. I don't know whether Howie walks from downstairs with his analytics guy and they make a decision that they're going to roll it back a little bit. But I don't see it stopping, because this is the mindset of people who live by this whole analytical thing, that this is what the numbers say and this is what we should do. Well, I think he went off the farm last week in those 3 conversations, because there's no way you can tell me that the analytics guy said on 4th-and-1 with 15 seconds left on the clock and from the 15-yard line that you were supposed to go for it, there was no benefit. You had to stop the clock, which will only left you 9 or 10 seconds. You got one play to throw in the end zone, and you're going to take your quarterback who's been turnover adverse and put him in that situation? No, you made that decision on your own, Nick Sirianni. You even made the decision to run the fake tush-push, you know, Saquon Barkley run. He made that decision. So he needs to step up and own that and stop avoiding that. But at the end of the day, he better do something, Joe, because to your point, you know, the players see it. And the players are going to get more and more pissed off. And when he starts costing them more games, then it's going to become an issue for him.
Yeah, there's no question. Seth, we appreciate it as always. Have a great week. Enjoy the Tampa game. And we'll catch up next week, Seth. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Got it, fellas.
There we go. Seth Joyner there. Coming up, your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Hurt Sirianni. Bigger concern moving forward. All right, we heard from Hugh. We heard from Seth on Nick Sirianni. But what about the current players? What are they saying about Nick? We'll hear from Goddard, Brandon Graham, what they are saying about Nick Sirianni. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the Midday Show. A lot to discuss on Sports Radio 94 WIP.